Welcome back to HealthLink on Air. Linda Cohen along with Steve Marks, our producer. And joining us once again is our psychologist, Dr. Rich O'Neill, our resident expert. And, you know, we've been talking the last few weeks about this whole notion of being in the sandwich. You know, we have kids, whether they be young adults or even younger, and then we have aging parents, and we're all caught in this idea of trying to balance both ends of that. Mm-hmm. One of the things that strikes me is, how do we deal with the fact that we're recognizing that these parents we have, they're not ready for the nursing home, but they're beginning to show signs that they can't quite make it on their own? Mm-hmm. You know, we have a little couple more driving accidents. Maybe the pot's been left on the stove too long and a little fire started. I mean, that's the thing that I think a lot of us out there are beginning to deal with.
One of the things that, Linda, I think we have to do first is we have to really be convinced ourselves that the problem exists before we feel confident about taking some action. Once we're confident, once we have the data and we really know there is a problem, then we feel much more confident stepping ahead. But we have some resistance to knowing this ourselves because it creates problems for us. And I just give you an example from my own life. I was talking to my aunt on the phone for, you know, once every couple weeks for years, and had absolutely no sense that there was anything wrong with her cognitively. And then I got a call from the social worker at the hospital saying, you know, you really better come down here and check out what's happening. And so I went into her house, and in one of the rooms, waist high, there were garbage bags full of documents that went back like 30 years, including thousands of dollars of pension checks that were uncashed, and the Reader's Digest, you know, you won $1 million because she was actually convinced that she had won because her name was on the front. You know, but I wasn't able, and I'm a psychologist, I wasn't able to pick it up first off in a casual conversation with her. People, we are very good at what we call confabulating when we start to sense that we're not quite making sense to other people. We sort of make up stories. Look,
very true. You know, my mother-in-law started to show signs of dementia, potentially Alzheimer's, but my father-in-law, a brilliant guy, he appeared to be, you know, doing just great. Yeah. And the same kind of thing happened, Rich. We just all of a sudden started noticing that bills weren't getting paid.
Yeah.
You know, just those kinds of little things that were so unlike him. And then going through some of the mail that looked like it hadn't been opened, found some speeding tickets and things that just were these red flags. But when we talked to him about it, he had all kinds of reasons and excuses for things and sounded very, very coherent.
And so did I, Steve.
Yeah.
I had, not in this example, it was much clearer with my mother. I had all sorts of ways I went along with her stories that in retrospect didn't really make a whole lot of sense. There was a part of me that just didn't really want to know.
Right.
So, so it sounds in some ways that you were dealing with your own denial.
Yeah.
And their denial. And you were complicit in the denial.
Right.
But then the question
is, you got to really pay attention to the data, Linda. That's what I want to say. You got to look at things.
Once you've determined that, you know, you've kind of come clean and there really is a problem.
Yeah.
What about all the emotions, all the concerns about how, I mean, there's the pragmatics of what you then do, but how do you deal with the emotions about all that?
I think a great example, if you wanted to be more specific, is the car, you know, when you start to worry about the car and you want to take the car keys away and say, you know what, you can't drive anymore.
Yeah.
It's tough because in a lot of our generation, dad always drove, knows how to drive better than anybody in the world.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden you're going to look him in the eye and say, you can't be driving anymore.
Yeah. There's two things. One is you can make the transition less emotionally fraught by dealing with the problem that the person thinks they're going to have. In this case, the problem is they want to still be independent. So if you set it up so that they can still be independent, even without the car, they're going to feel less distressed and you're going to feel less distressed. Now, say that doesn't work. You know, my father was the same, Steve. My father was absolutely livid when we said, you know, is not going to work anymore with the car and you, right? We have to take the car keys away. We have to prepare ourselves to have somebody be that angry with us and just accept that that comes with the territory.
Right, right.
You know, and get support from everybody else in the family when you all know together this really has to be done.
Exactly.
And really is life or death, and it is. You know, older drivers are, as they age, the rate of accidents quadruples and then quintuples. It just goes up dramatically
right.
over time. So you really have to be prepared for the person to be furious with you.
And I think
no, it's not permanent.
It also
right.
is that,
likely
that they're angry with you, but it also reflects on your feeling toward them. What I mean is what Steve was saying about Dad was always so competent. Dad was in control. Dad
yes.
was our protector.
Yes.
And now Dad is no longer
we
in that
role. We have to
role.
Accept that too.
And I think that's part of what the
yes.
emotional strain is.
It is.
Recognizing that they're changing. They're
yes.
The child
we are
becomes
now
the parent.
Taking care of them. And we have to accept that. And we have to accept that they're not capable of taking care of themselves, and that they really, you know, I'm going to be angry when somebody says
well,
to
yeah.
me, "Give
no,
me the
they're not ready
keys.
To,
I'm not going to like
they're
that.
Not ready to accept putting you,
yeah.
you know, having you tell them
right
that they
right.
can't do something.
And if you, you know, if you reflect on the overall quality of your relationship, and you've had a good relationship, you're going to know that they've been mad at you before, and you've been mad at them before, and you've all survived and you've gotten over it. So remember that this is going to be a bump in the road, so to speak, no pun intended,
yeah.
and you're going to get over it.
Hey, can we keep talking about this next week?
I hope so. I'd really like to, because I think I have lots more questions, and I think probably our listeners do too. So would you mind chatting with us about it again?
Ready.
That sounds great. Well, thanks again for coming in. We really
you're
appreciate
welcome.
Your wisdom.